Okay, we are up to Tehillim Perek Gimel, and this is a classic example of knowing the backstory, giving us an appreciation for the what's going on. So as we've said, many of the Prakim and Tehillim, there are suggestions about when it was written and trying to get into David's head. This one, you don't have to try to figure it out. It says it, the first Pasuk, Mizmar LeDavid, Bivarcho Mipnei Avshalom Beno, when he was running away from his son Avshalom. So this is towards the end of David's life, right? This proves also that E Muktim Mu'uchar B'Sefer Tehillim, because there are going to be stories later on that the Prakim are based on that happened earlier in the life. But here, this is relating to the end of David's life, but in Muktam Uchar, that's okay. Just like in the Torah, there's no Muktam Uchar also in the Sefer Tehillim. Let's remember the story. Towards the end of David HaMelech's life, Avshalom, his son, starts a rebellion against David HaMelech. Right? This is in Shmuel Beis and Perek Tezvav. I'll read one pasuk, because this is where they said it was written in the Mefarshim quote, that a number of the large and important people went over to Avshalom's side, and the Perek Tezvav, Miketz Abraham Shana, Vayimar Avshalom al HaMelech, El Chanav Avshalom is a Darai, right, this is in Perek Tezvav, right, Avshalom says, I'm going to go to Chevron, right, that's where David HaMelech's Malcha started, I'm going to go bring, just fulfill my neder, Vayimar al HaMelech, Lech B'Shalom, Vayakam V'Elech Chevrona, Vayishlach Avshalom Meraglim, because Shifte Yisrael, Vayimar, Avshalom says Meraglim, and he says, Malach Avshalom B'Chevron, Avshalom is going to become the king. Some people, remember, thought that maybe David HaMelech was weak at this time. Vayishlach Avshalom es Achitofel Hagiloni Yoetz David. Avshalom sends Achitofel, David's advisor. Meiro Migilo b'zavcho es hazbachim v'yakesher amitz v'amholech v'ravas Avshalom. And many, many people were going to the side of Avshalom, including Achitofel, a great advisor and a big Talmid Chacham. And David says, we got to run. Vayomer David al-Chol v'adav esher yitov Yerushalayim. Remember, Avshalom was in Chevron. David was in Yerushalayim. Kumu v'nivracha. Ki lo tiyalanu pleitam ibn Avshalom. We have to run. Maharu l'aleches penya maher v'yisigano. Maybe he'll catch us. V'hidiach aleinu asara v'hika yir l'vicharef. So David HaMelech starts running with his people. Vayetzi ha-melech v'chol beis ha-baraglov. On their feet, vayazov ha-melech es eser nashim pilagshim l'shmar ha-bayis. He says, he leaves his wives. Vayetzi ha-melech v'chol am baraglov ha-yamdu beis ha-merchak. Over Malyado, and everybody's going out. He says to Itai, his friend, why are you coming with us? Itai says, I'm not leaving. Im lamaves, im lachayim, ki sham yevdecha. I will be. Itai is an amazing friend of David. He goes with David, and they go out. And Tzadok, Tzadok, what about the Aron? And then towards the end of Perek Tezvav, here's the pasuk: the David ole b'male hazesim. David ran away, right? He ran away from his palace. He's going up harazesim, male hazesim, ole uboche, going up and crying. Verosh lo chafui, and his head is chafui. It's covered in sackcloth. Who olech yachiv, is barefoot v'chol ha'am asher ito chafuish rosho va'alu alo uvacho. And he goes and cries, and he hears his great advisors went over. V'David Igili Mar Achitofa Bakoshim im Avshalom. Achitofa went to the married. V'yomer David Sakal Nas Atzas Achitofa Hashem. And David davens to Hashem to confound the Eitzah of Achitofa. So this pasuk, this is what the Radak quotes on our parak. David was going up in Mala Azizim Ole Uboche. That's when he wrote this parak. That's when he wrote this parak. Mizbor lo David mipnei bevarcho mipnei Avshalom beno. When he's running away from Avshalom, his son, he's going up and he's just going barefoot. That he hears that Avshalom is gathering the people, and including Achitofel, his great advisor. So he's running away. And this is the story. And this parak really has three parts to it. The first part is really, as the mitzvahs, the Das Mikra points out, Abal Bitachon, right? This parak, number one, step one is recognizing the tzara. Step two, stating clearly feeling, I have Bitachon, I know Hashem is in charge. And step three, using that Bitachon to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's really the three parts that we have in this parak, as we will see. But it's not such a happy parak, and that's why famous Gemara, the Gemara in the first parak of Brachos, asks, this parak starts off with the word Mizmar. Mizmar LeDavid. When he's running away from Achitofel and he doesn't know what the future is going to bring. Mizmar, a song? So the Pashit Pshat might be not like what the Gemara says. The Radak says this in the middle of this big piece in Pasuk Aleph. The Radak says maybe the word Mizmar was not here originally. when David actually said it, he just started with Hashem Marabu Tzarai, right? It doesn't admit the whole title was only put in later, right? The Fi Derech HaPshat says the Radak, Ki HaMizmorim Lo Hayu Nikrai Mizmorim B'Shas Maisa, Ela Al Shem Shohayu Mizamrim Bohem B'Beis HaMikdash. Later on, when they started saying Tehillim, that's when the word was added on. V'chein ha'nemar ha'lashon ha'galus. You might say the same thing by Mizmar La'asaf, right? Perek Ayin Tes, all about the Churban. Maybe it wasn't Mizmar at that time. Later on, we can put things in perspective and realize Hashem was punishing us and it's part of the Schar Va'onesh larger story. So that also, it could have been late. Ela Achar, she'nitzal mikulam hayu mizamrim kulam, or mizmorim kulam v'shelach v'odol Hashem Yisbarach. So that's the Radak, but the Chazal don't go with that path. Chazal say, no, Mizmar, because David HaMelech saw a silver lining in this difficult Sarah. Right? Rashi quotes this here also, but I'll read it from the Gemara. Mizmar la David, Bavarcha, Mabnei Avshalom Beno, Zayin HaMabez and Brachas. Mizmar la David, Kina la David, Miboyle. It's a Kina. It's like, it's an elegy. It's not a song. Amr of Shimon Ben. Interesting. Who's this person? It says Avishalom in our Girsa. Avishalom, right? I look on the side. It's a Tosfos and Yubuk Subas. There can't be someone named Avshalom, right? Shem Risham Yerkov. The Gemara connects to a certain Risham. So Amar Avisham about Avishalom. Mashal Amadar V'Dome La'adam Shiatzal Avshtarchov. A person who owes a big debt. Kodem Sheparo. Before he pays the debt, Hayatzev. He's sad. La'achet Sheparo Samech. After he pays the debt, it's off his back. He feels relief. So Samach. Afkan, so to hear David. Hashem already promised David as part of the onesh for Bathsheba. Hashem promised him, "Make him alecha ra mi beisecha. I'm going to bring evil from within your house." Hayatze David was said, "Amar Shema eved or mamzer who to lochayis alai. Maybe it'll be an eved or a mamzer that won't have any rachmanis on me." Kivan to chazad Avshalomu. Once he saw it was Avshalom, his own son. No one, nobody with bad lineage. Oh, okay, it's my son. Samach. Mishum Hachi Amar Mizmar. Amazing. Sees the silver lining in this difficulty. The Mitzvot David here says maybe he sees Baruch HaKodesh that it's all going to turn out well, and that's why he says Mizmar. So there's the Radak, there's the Mitzvot, and the Gemara. So let's get into the Perek. So Mizmar LaDavid. Mizmar LaDavid, the song to David. One other point on those first two words. The Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, says there's a difference between Mizmar LaDavid and LaDavid Mizmar. Right? This is the first time the David Melech's name is mentioned in Tehillim. Mizmar LaDavid, the first person that's mentioned. And we mentioned the 10 people that wrote different parts of Tehillim. David put it all together. But here it's Mizmar LaDavid, LaDavid Mizmar. So the Gemara in Psachim, Kuf Yud Zayin, Amar Aleph says, when the Pasuk says LeDavid Mizmar, like we'll have later on. That means David first had Ruach HaKodesh, LeDavid, and then he started singing. Mizmar. Melamed Shashar Salav Shechina V'Yachar Kach Amar Shira. First the Shechina came on to David, LeDavid, and then Mizmar. Mizmar, LeDavid is the opposite. David didn't have Hashar Salav Shechina, but he just started singing. And once he started singing, that brought the Shechina. Mizmar, LeDavid, Melamed Shahamar Shira V'Yachar Kach Shar Salav Shechina. Right? When David was running away, maybe he realized that he's not in the States. You know what? I'm going to start singing. I'm going to start singing, says David. Once he started singing, then the Hashras HaShechina happened. Lola Medcha, and the Gemara says, this is to teach me that David brought the singing, and then he had the Hashras HaShechina. She'ein Shechina Shora, lo mitoch atzlus, v'lo mitoch atzvus, v'lo mitoch schok, v'lo mitoch kalas rosh, v'lo mitoch toram betelim. Hashras HaShechina does not happen from laziness or sadness or levity. Ela mitoch dvar simcha shel mitzvah. Shenemar, as it says also, v'atu chulin menagein, v'hai kenagin menagein, v'tihi alav yad Hashem. Right? The idea of simcha, bringing Hashras HaShechina. So that's the Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin, Mizmar LeDavid. Bivarcho, Mebnei Avshalom Beno, when he's running away from his son, Hashem. So first step is recognize the tzara. Hashem marabut sarai. Right, how great are my tzaras? Rabim kamim alai, many are going up against me. Right, this is the civil war. Right, this is different than the previous parak, which is about the goyim. This is within the Jews, a civil war within the Jews. Great people are going up against me. Who are the rabim? Who are the rabim? Rashi quotes here. Another mafarshim, Doeg, Achitofel, Shaul. Right, there are many people that have gone up against me. Rabim omrim lanashi, and they say to me, Ein Yeshua so lo bedlokim sela. Not only do they stand up against me, they say you have no hope. There's no Yeshua. Ein Yeshua sobe lokim sela. What does that mean? Rashi. Lefi shabal eishus ish. David not doing tshuva. David lost the malchus. The Rav Pliskin points out in his sefer here, not only, no, we always have to try to have hope. But what if great people tell you not to have hope? Not like low people, but the greatest Talmidei Chachamim in the world tell you, you know what, just give up. It's not going to happen. It's not going to get better. That's what was happening here. And David still kept his faith. David Kill still kept his optimism. We have to learn from David HaMelech that in the greatest difficulties, Vata Hashem Magen Ba'adi, Hashem is my Magen. Hashem can still be, my defender. Right? Where first points out that the previous pasuk, what do they say? Ein Yeshua Solo Ve'Lokim. Elokim is Lashon Midas Hadin. Right? So regarding Midas Hadin, maybe I deserve punishment, but you know what? There's a concept of tshuva. And therefore, Yudke Vavke. V'yata Hashem, Magen Ba'adi, Kvodi, Umeirim Roshi. And my kavod, I lift up my head. What's the kvodi? I saw a beautiful thought in the Kamotzi Shal Rav. He quotes from the Sefer Maaseh Hashem, Rav Elazar Ashkenazi, right, early Achron, who says, when the person is saved and his enemy is punished, there's always a question about why there was a salvation. Was it because Hashem wanted to punish the enemy and the enemy was deserving of punishment? Or was it that the person deserved to be saved and there was a positive and Hashem loves the person? Right, and how Nachamina is he going to be proud and stand up after the salvation happens? Right, if Hashem saved a person because of the love that Hashem has for him, as I kavod Yahulo v'yeshlam alis pa'er lumazos. If the reason that a person was saved was because Hashem just hates the enemy, ein lo kol siba lehis pa'erba mishum kach. That's David. Vata Hashem magen ba'adi. Hashem protected me. It was about me that he saved. And therefore, kvodi umeir moshi, I can lift up my head and be proud of the salvation. It's not just that Hashem saved me because he wanted to punish the enemy, but it was because of what he feels about me. And he says here, that's maybe also, he quotes from the Aruch HaShulchan, that that's maybe the pshat of what Moshe Rabbeinu told his shver Yisro. Vayisar Moshe l'chosto, Moshe tells his father-in-law, as kol asher asa Hashem l'paro, Ulo Mitzrayim, remember the pasuk Moshe tells Yisrael everything that happened to Paro Mitzrayim. Al Odos Yisrael, Eskol Tzlas Asher Masasam Hashem, Baderach Vayatzim Hashem. And the question is, these were famous events. Everybody heard Kriyas Yamsuf, Mechamas Amalek. Everybody heard about these events. So what was Moshe telling Yisrael? Right, he knew already. No, it could be though. Yisrael heard, but he didn't know. Was it because the Mitzrayim were deserving of punishment, or was it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Jewish people? Right, that was not clear. That one, and that's what Moshe was telling him. Right? He told him, well, read the pasuk. Vayisaber Moshe l'choso, he's called Talasher Asasher Farah Mitzrayim, Al Odos Yisrael. But for the Jewish people, that was the Icarus. Called Talasher Asasher Baderech Vayatzi L'Mashem. And everything that happened to them on the Derech, on the earth, that's even after they left Mitzrayim. And the Mon, and the Be'er, afterwards, that's obviously nothing to do with Mitzrayim, so it's about the love. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was clarifying to Yisro, that it wasn't just about the hatred of the material or the punishment that the Mitzrayim were deserving of, but it was the Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. And that's Odos Yisrael, and that's what's going on here as well. So after recognizing the Tzara and after stating the Bitachon that he has, he continues talking about the Bitachon. Koli El Hashem Ekra, I will call. Or maybe this is even already calling. Ekra, I will call, or I am calling. And he answers me. So that's what it sounds like. This is still part of the statement of Bitachon. And he answers me from Har Kodesh. Reading all the tefillos might go through the Kodesh Kodashim, through Yerushalayim. Ani shachafti v'ishana. Hekitzosi ki Hashem yismacheni. What an amazing pasuk, according to one of the pshatim we're about to say. I sleep and I wake up. I lie down and I go to sleep. Hekitzosi, I wake up. Ki Hashem yismacheni, Hashem supports me. What's the pasuk? Often when we have stress or anxiety, we can't sleep well. We have stuff going on and we don't know what's going to be. We can't sleep well. What does David HaMelech say? And especially in the situation that he's in. He says, I sleep like a baby. Ani shachafti. Voishana, I go and I fall asleep. I'll sleep hekitzosi and I'll wake up like normal. Ki Hashem yismacheni, because Hashem supports me. The Radak actually has two days about this. That's the first day. Radak says, Shachafti bebetach, voishan bishalom, ka'adam she'en lo pachad, vehekitzosi ve'ineni nifhal. I'm not going to be bahul, confused and anxious. Ka'adam ayashin mitoch atzara, shehu nifhal v'hakitzo. Like if you're tzara, you go to sleep anxious, you wake up anxious. So David HaMelech was benachat. It could be that this is also reflected by Avram Avinu. I've mentioned this before, but somebody pointed out to me, maybe it's not true. But Yashkem Avram Aboker, Avram Avinu got up in the morning. He was able to sleep the night before he was going to kill his son. Vayashkem Avram Aboker, and he saddled his donkey, and he went. That means he got up. It means he slept the night before. It's amazing. Amazing. Underappreciated pasuk. So someone once pointed out, maybe Vayashkem doesn't mean he got up. Vayakumu, he got up. Vayashkem just means he went early in the morning. Bahashkama. So if that's true, so then there's no raya from that pasuk. But if Vayashkem means that he got up in the morning and he went to do the akedah, so it's a question exactly what Vayashkem means. For example, the uncle just says it means va'akdeim, right? Va'akdeim, and he went early, not va'yashkin, that he woke up. Okay, but either way, this is beferish though in the pasuk by David HaMelech. Chakitzosik Hashem ayisbechedi. So the Radak quotes a medrash that maybe David HaMelech needed some help. He needs a little bit of help, right? He's a human being also. That's the galus of Tehillim that we recognize David was human. That David HaMelech says, based on the medrash, Ani shachafti min hanavua. Va'ishanem ruach hakodesh. I slept from ruach hakodesh, meaning because I was nervous. Hekitzosi al yidei chushay ha'arki, ki Hashem yisbechedi. But then I was told by my friends that they gave me chizuk, and then I got my ruach hakodesh back because I, you know, came back to the state of Simcha, as we just mentioned earlier. But either way, so either he needed a little help, or it was already natural. This is also part of why, probably, that the minhag is, if you look in the two pages of Kriyas Malamita in the Siddurim, this perek is in there. This perek is in there, probably because of this pasuk, right? Because this pasuk said that I have bitach when I go to sleep, try not to be anxious, and Hashem protects me. Hashem protects me from the Malbim also says maybe this is referring to again the reflects the godless. Remember he's running away, and the pasuk reflects that Achitofel told Avshalom, go attack David tonight. If you get him tonight, you're going to win. You're going to kill. You're going to be able to overthrow him, and you're going to be the Melech. And if you would have listened, that would have been true. That would have been true, and David Melech would have been overthrown, right? And he would have lost. But Avshalom did not listen to Achitofel. Didn't listen to Achitofel, and Achitofel knew that if he doesn't listen to him, that the whole thing is going to be lost. That's why Achitofel went and committed suicide, because he saw that his words weren't listened to. But that's the Malbim. Even though David HaMelech knew that if his son comes tonight, he's done, he still went to sleep. Achitofel Yoslav Shalom Sheyivchar Shneimasar Elafish V'Yirdu V'Achrei David B'Layla V'Oshu Yashin Yaga V'Rafa Yadayim V'Yachre V'Sanoshav the Yakez David Levado, v'chushei arki efer atzaso, v'chushei arki came and said, no, why don't you wait till all of Klai Yisrael is together, and then you go attack him, and he listened to Chushai, right, as part of the Yad Hashem, to save David HaMelech. But even with that, the Malbim points out, that historical context, still David HaMelech went to sleep, and that'd be tachon. Lo ira, so now, continuing, again, the parak was, first David HaMelech recognizes the tzara, that's Pasuk Beis, and Pasuk Beis and Gimel. And now Pasuk Dalet is the declaration of Bitachon. Hashem is with me. Kol Hashem Eker Vani Yekar, and I sleep well. Lo ira mirvos om, asher saviv shuasa olai. I'm not just going to be scared. So now Pasuches, based on all that Bitachon, Kuma Hashem Hoshieni Elokai. Please save me. Kuma Hashem Hoshieni Elokai, Kikisas Kari Vailachi. Because you can hit all of the enemy's cheek, right? I believe in you. Shnei Risham Shibarta. Right, through the bitachon, I recognize that you can do this. There, the amazing Arachayim HaKadosh, which we have mentioned in Parsha Shirim before, on the pasuk in Bishalach, when Moshe Rabbeinu was standing at the Yamsuf with Klal Yisrael, and Moshe starts davening to Hashem, and Hashem says, Matitzak Eli, Tabriel Bnei Sov Yiso, what are you crying to me for? Ask the Arachayim HaKadosh, what do you mean, what is he crying for? What else does a Jew do, Bishas Saris? That's his line. He says, Halo Kol Od, Lehechana kasha ulamu mi yitzak im lo lashem elokav ubeprad beesara tichziv karasi mitzara li mena meitzar karasika. So what else should you be doing? So Rechaim HaKadosh quotes something amazing that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu. At this point, even tefillah is not going to help. What you need is bitachon. You need that strong bitachon in me, and if you act based on that bitachon, then the schus of that will save you. Right? Ma titzak elai, pirish, Ein adavar tali bidyadi. Hagam shani chafetz asos nes. I want to do a nes, but still, kivan sheim einem ruuyim. Midas hadin monas. Vein koch barachim im negen midas hadin amonas. These kochos that I've created don't let me do it, says Hashem. The midas hadin prevents. Zos eitza yeutza lahagbir letzad acheset varachmin davar bnei sov yisatzmu beemuna b'cholibam v'yisu alayam kodem shiachalik al smacha bitachon ki ani asel lahem nes. Wow. So that's also all reflected maybe in this Mizmar, right? The middle of the Mizmar is all about David HaMelech's faith. And then he goes right into the tefillah, Kuma Hashem, Hoshieni Elokai, save me. And then the last pasuk, Lashem HaYeshua, Al Amcha V'Chasakasela. Hashem does the Yeshua, and then it's upon us to say the bracha and give the Shavach HaNoodah. So Hashem, you do your part, and I'll do my part. This is, again, David HaMelech saying this as he's running away. But again, as we know, this is said, this David put it into the power of these words to be said anytime Klal Yisrael are going through a tzara, and we say whenever there's a tzara, L'Hashem HaYeshua, please Hashem, do bring the Yeshua, Alam Chavrcha Secha Sela, on your nation, then we will give the bracha, Sela, again, hard word to translate. We had that Sela in Pasuk Hey and Pasuk Yer. Sela means forever. But or a different translation. Okay, we'll stop here with Perek Gimel.